you go to school to get a
education.
And if the child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you say she.
She's skipping.
Okay. Any other way to say that?
Playing hooky, that's kind of old-fashioned.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desk.
And each child has his own
chair.
Or his own
desk, seat.
Okay. Talk about the desk, talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel.
Or a
hotel.
And you see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the
hospital.
And the woman that look after you.
Nurse. Theater. Yeah.
How do you usually say
theater? Theater.
And you catch a train at the
station.
Or you could call that the rail.
Railroad station.
And the open place in town around the courthouse is called the
courtyard.
And here in Harris County, Houston is the
county seat.
And if you had a like that chair, it's in the corner, but it's not square against the corner. It's sitting so that there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner. You'd say it's sitting. Did you ever hear Kitty Corners or Cattywampus or Annie Goblin, anything like that?
I've heard of Kitty Corner. Catty Corner, something like that.
Is that a word that you've used?
No.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have
trolleys.
And you'd tell the bus driver, this next corner is where I
get off.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
the peace.
Or
order.
Okay. When you're supposed to obey the
laws.
Okay, so the police are supposed to maintain
the laws.
And talk about order too. You say supposed to maintain law.
In order. Huh? Law and order.
Okay. And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
You say they took that man out and they
hanged him.
And the fight between the North and the South was called the
Civil War.
Any other names for that?
War between the states.
Does it make any difference to you which it's called?
No.
How do you, do you identify yourself as being Southern? In some states, people still even feel strongly, you know, about the Civil War and, you know, hostile towards the North. Do people around here feel that way?
I don't really know. I feel like this, that Sam Houston, our governor at the time, didn't want to break up from the Union.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pressured, and they finally did. But so I think the state was really half and half.
Which side were your relatives on? Do you have any idea?
Have any idea? Could have been half and half too.
If someone asks you to go with them, and you're not sure you want to, you might say, I don't know.
If I should.
And if you want someone to go with you somewhere, you might say, I won't go what he goes to.
If he goes to.
Or you want him to go.
I won't go if he won't.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?